And now to the case Detroit's federal prosecutor called a punch in the gut. At least 12 current and former principals in the Detroit school system were charged last week in a long-running bribery and kickback scheme. The principals, a vendor, and a school administrator allegedly got $1 million richer, ordering school supplies which never got to the kids as Detroit schools crumbled. Since 2009, a series of state-appointed emergency managers have run the Detroit schools. The charges against the principals were announced the same day Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed into law a nearly $50 million emergency bailout so the Detroit schools can operate through the end of the year. Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, how are these allegations about a school supply scheme hitting home there?
Well, what's going on is you just pointed out that Governor Snyder signed a $50 million bailout, but that's a stopgap measure. The legislature is still debating how to bail out the schools to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars over time. And this, to say the least, this bombshell has complicated that effort. You've got Republicans on the one hand who are calling for strict accountability and controls if they're going to send any money to schools, and a lot of Republicans wouldn't vote for that anyway. And then you've got Democrats, especially from Detroit, that are saying that, well, the conditions for our support are going to be faster restoration of local control to the Detroit schools. So you've got these two entrenched positions.
Right. Some of the local officials, some of them Democrats, saying, look, you're the guys who messed this up with the,
right,
with the state control. Well, but these are principals. These are people that people know. One of the accused was on the Ellen DeGeneres show in February. Principal Ronald Alexander School was the recipient of $500,000 from Lowe's to repair the school's crumbling roof and unusable gym. Let's listen.
I am the happiest principal on earth. I love you. We love you. Well, I love you again.
I love you.
This is
back.
The best.
I love you back. So
Rick, there you have that principal. Others that people loved. In fact, some of their defense attorneys are saying these are principals that took money out of their own pocket to buy supplies for kids. Now they're being, of course, accused of pocketing money and not letting supplies get to kids. How are people reacting to that?
As you can imagine, just outrage. And we should point out that the Ellen DeGeneres show did come through with that donation for the school. It went to the school, not the principal. And some people are even suggesting that emergency management may have contributed to this kickback scandal, even though some of these allegations date back to before the district was under emergency management. But someone said, you know, when we had a school board, the school board members were reviewing contracts like this, that all of this authority that's centralized in one person may have actually contributed to a situation where there just wasn't adequate oversight over these agreements to buy supplies.
Well, so the money is one thing, the debate over how much money should come to save the schools. But what about the debate over who should be in control of the schools going forward?
Well, even though we have Republican majorities, there's not enough Republican support to get this across the goal line without some Democrats voting for it. The school district will have to return to local control now or later. And so the question is, what form will that local control be in, and what sort of oversight might there be to make sure that money is being spent the way that money is supposed to be spent and done in such a way that it's acceptable to the politicians and the people of the city of Detroit, who are very riled that their elected officials, the people that they voted for, aren't actually running the schools.
Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief of Michigan Public Radio Network, on the roiling situation in Detroit public schools. Rick, thank you.
Glad to do it.